As more and more information surfaces about Mitt Romney's tax history, we discover that the present kerfuffle over his failure to come clean about personal tax matters is a recurrent theme in his political history. It turns out that Mitt's taxes were a big issue when he ran for the governor of Massachusetts in 1992. The problem then centered around the fact that there's a 7-year residency requirement in the state constitution that must be satisfied before one can run for governor. And while Mitt was claiming Massachusetts as his home, he was signing tax returns as a Utah resident. Since both claims can't be true, Mitt might have perjured himself by signing documents with false statements, just like he did with the Securities and Exchange Commission disclosure documents. Although the warning that if you lie, you can be prosecuted for perjury is clearly stated on these forms, when Mitt was questioned by the Boston Globe about his conflicting claims, he said that his tax returns were complicated affairs and they were prepared by his accountants. He went on to say that he just routinely signed them without reading them. When someone put a document before him that stated false statements will be prosecuted under perjury laws and asked him if he would ignore this warning and attach his signature to a statement that he knew to be untrue, he gave one of his nonsense statements and stuck to his story. And he got away with it. Fortified with hubris from his past success at stonewalling the press, this seemed to be the strategy the Mitster is pursuing now. When a representative of the Obama campaign pointed out that he might have committed a felony by signing SEC disclosure documents claiming he was the CEO of Bain Capital, a company he founded and was principal owner, at the same time that he's now saying that he had no relationship to the company, the Mister had a hissy fit and sicked his attack machine on her. They even had the chutzpah to demand an apology from President Obama, after all the vicious lies they'd have told on him. Chili B just played past Mitt's plea and said, no can do. I'm waiting for the SEC to begin an investigation into whether Willard Mitt Romney lied on financial disclosure documents, and the IRS should follow suit. The question that reasonable people continue to ask is, why didn't Romney move to straighten these problems out before he decided to make a serious run for the Oval Office? Methinks the answer lies in his sense of entitlement, the way he imagines himself in regard to the common lot of us. In many respects, Mitt is a personification of the American dream as millions of white folks, and some colored folks too, envision it. Tall, athletically built, classically handsome in a waspish way, filthy rich, with a tall blonde wife, why, they look like a middle-aged Ken and Bobby. So Willard feels entitled, like American royalty. How dare we mere commoners inquire into what they do with their vast fortune? We should be glad that such an accomplished man has stepped forward to lead us. His wife, Miss Anne, whose claim to fame is her dancing horse, said as much when interviewer Robin Roberts asked her why they didn't just release more tax returns and quiet the doubters. Visibly annoyed, she declared, "We've told you people enough about what we own and how we live." One gets the impression that Miss Anne thinks her husband is pretending to the throne, not running for the presidency of the United States. Hence, she expects a coronation by grateful subjects rather than the rough and tumble process of an American presidential election. In any case, as I write, mum's the word on Mitt's taxes. But it's all good, because so long as he refuses to talk, Mitt's tax returns is a gift that just keeps on giving for the Obama campaign. From New York City, this is Playthel Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.